I'm really delighted to tell you that in studio with us right now, we have Ilona Steinfeld. Ilona is a coordinator, a research coordinator at the South African Friends of Betatfutsot, that is the Museum of the Diaspora. Welcome and thank you for coming in studio, Ilona.
Thank you so much. They're now calling Betatfutsot Museum of the Jewish People. That's the new English name. In Israel.
That's interesting. Yes, and they've got to change the Hebrew name too, because it bears no resemblance.
I know.
But that's a bit wacky and weird. So they change the English name and they don't change the Hebrew name, and the two have no bearing on each other.
Yes. For whatever reason, maybe they thought people would be more comfortable not referring to diaspora in English. But it really is the gathering from the four corners of the earth.
It's 100% is. And let me just tell you something on a personal note, because I've been to that museum on more than one occasion. I'm not really a museum person. I get tired feet the minute I walk into a museum. Betatfutsot is something very different. Betatfutsot is a scintillating, incredible museum that grabs you from the first moment you walk in, because it tells our story.
I agree. I've been there and I also felt a wonderful feeling of belonging, identity.
100%. Yes. So you're in studio today because you're going to talk to us about Max Rose.
Well, I'm actually going to tell you a story. We're having our book launch of Volume 6 next on Sunday, and we sent out invitations about 2 weeks ago. On Friday, a week ago, a man arrived in my office wanting the book on Oudtshoorn.
Okay.
I said, we're not researching Oudtshoorn. We haven't written about Oudtshoorn.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you must talk to the archivist Naomi Musiker at the Board of Deputies. He says, no, there's definitely a book out on Oudtshoorn. I said, well, who are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for my uncle Max Rose. I said, wait a minute, we've got an enormous database. Let me check on our database if we've got a Max Rose.
Okay.
Lo and behold, I look, Max Rose, a prominent man living in Ladysmith.
Ladysmith.
And I show him.
Okay.
I open the book. I said, yes, we've got all about Max Rose in Volume 3 of Jewish Life in the South African Country Communities. I open the book on the relevant page. He looks at it. He said, that's my uncle. I've got the photo in my home. So this is Max Smith's story. And not only the story, I'd like to tell you about Ladysmith in general.
Absolutely. Tell us. We'd love to hear.
Yes. So it's known as the jewel of the Klein Karoo. It's in the heart of the small Karoo. It's on the routes, famous Route 62 that takes you from Montague, winds its way through the beautiful mountainous regions of the Cape, of the Southern Cape, Eastern Cape, and lands up in Humansdorp. It's wineland country. It's tourist country. And a lot of Jews seem to have arrived in Ladysmith in about 1880. Max Smith, I think, came a little bit later, and we can talk about him.
No, I'd love to. It's just really interesting to me because Ladysmith, I kind of just assumed that that was in KwaZulu-Natal.
Now, there's a story. Ladysmith was named after, wait, I have to read this. Ladysmith.
You're anticipating the question.
Some of it I know, some of it I don't. Ladysmith is situated in the heart of Little Karoo, known as the Jewel of the Klein Karoo. It was laid out in 1852, named after Lady Joanna Smith, wife of Sir Harry Smith, Governor of the Eastern Cape. At the time, it was named Ladysmith, L-A-D-Y-S-M-I-T-H. But then they thought, wait a minute, there's a Ladysmith in KwaZulu-Natal, also named after her. So they decided to change Ladysmith in the Karoo to L-A-D-I.
Okay, that's
so
interesting.
So that's how the name came about. It's the same, after the same person, but so there wouldn't be confusion in which province. They just slightly changed the spelling.
So, Ilona, I'm aware of time, okay. And I don't want to run out. So talk to me about Max Rose and why is he significant, and why is there a picture of him in your book?
So Max Rose, let me see. He arrived in the Cape. Well, he arrived as a young man in Oudtshoorn, where he was a peddler, smouse, and then he actually moved to Ladysmith, where he had come from Lithuania. He was in Oudtshoorn at age 17 in 1890, and he started smousing in Ladysmith, where he went into partnership with Isaac Nurick, opened a shop on the Zohar, named after Zohar in the Bible.
Okay.
Bought a farm in 1906, began farming ostriches in Ladysmith, where he amassed a fortune, and he became head of the feather trade in the whole of the Cape, in the Oudtshoorn area. He actually, he was known as a feather baron, the ostrich king of South Africa, for almost 50 years. In 1917, the Union Government of South Africa appointed him to the Ostrich Feather Commission, was formed to advise on the depressed condition of the industry. He ultimately disagreed with the findings of the commission and submitted a minority report. Introduced lucerne cultivation to areas in the Little Karoo where there had previously been no crops. Lucerne previously only used to feed ostriches, and it became the basis of an industry to feed other animals, including cars, I remember from kibbutz.
It's quite incredible, actually. I'm going to have to stop you there because we're going to run out of time.
Okay.
But I mean, everything that you've just read now, I know firsthand, not from Max Rose, but from people that I know. And there's a story, and I don't know if it's true or not, if it's urban legend, but apparently one of these very wealthy Jewish women were coming from Oudtshoorn to Cape Town for Leil Seder, for the Pesach Seder evening. She had gefilte fish soup in the back of her car, went over a bump, that soup spilt, and she bought a new car. That's how much money they had, because who needs to drive a car with a smell of gefilte fish in it? And I couldn't agree more. The time is 4:30, and yeah, there we heard something about the early years of Ladysmith. Just very quickly, this book, it's available from where?
So the book is available at our offices. I think Chabad Bookshop might have, Kollel Bookshop might have some copies as well.
And this
well.
Is volume 6 of?
No, this is volume 3. The volume that we now have just completed is on the East Rand, the Southern Highveld.
Okay. So you've got out of the Karoo and you're into civilization.
And we're in real civilization. Okay. Just out of interest, just the East Rand, 9,500 Jewish family. We have documented records of 9,500 Jewish families just on the
Absolutely
East Rand. That is what we do.
Mind blowing. Thank you so much. I look forward to an update this